From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The State Court of Judicial Discipline has suspended a Philadelphia family court judge over his social media posts. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports it's the first case in the state to set limits on what content is appropriate for a judge.
Judge Mark Cohen loves the White Sox, Yogi Berra, and dad jokes. His Facebook page makes that clear. But the Judicial Conduct Board of Pennsylvania found his posts about guns, unions, and some politicians were a little too clear for a judge whose impartiality on the bench is vital to public trust. So Chief Counsel Melissa Norton says the board is pleased with the court's ruling that Cohen is suspended for the rest of his term, which ends December 31st.
What the court found was that Judge Cohen was reflecting his political views, which at the very least created the appearance that he was not going to be impartial to certain groups.
Cohen's attorney, Sam Stretton, says he'll appeal the ruling.
He was attempting to establish the rights of judges to have some freedom of expression, as long as it doesn't involve cases or matters that come before the court.
Stretton says the ruling contradicts part of the Code of Judicial Conduct that encourages judges to participate in civic matters. A Delaware County community is picking up the pieces after a massive fire rips through a nearly 100-year-old school. KYW's Justin Udo has more on the impact for the students and township.
It was shortly after 5 p.m. Monday when a call went out that there was a fire at one of the St. Francis of Assisi school buildings, according to school principal Nicole Hamilton.
Nobody was in the building at the time at all. It was completely empty. Everyone was gone for the day. That's a blessing in itself.
Hamilton says first responders were quick to get to the scene of the fire at the school in Springfield Township that was founded in 1929.
Tons of people, firefighters. It was an amazing thing to see, but very overwhelming.
She says for the rest of the week, school is canceled for the 320 students who range from pre-K to 8th grade.
We will reassess later in the week to figure out what's happening. So my job the next few days is to figure out where are we putting everybody and where are we going or what are we doing.
In a statement about the fire, Philadelphia Archbishop Nelson Perez says in part, in the midst of these challenges, we raise our voices in thanksgiving to God that there was no loss of life and that no one was injured as a result of the fire. More than a dozen states, including New Jersey, have filed suit against TikTok for allegedly poisoning the minds of America's youth. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
New Jersey and a bipartisan coalition of states are going after TikTok's parent company ByteDance for allegedly deliberately targeting teens by making its content algorithm as addictive as possible.
That is how TikTok views our children, as a, quote, golden audience.
New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin says the company knows all about the problems with sleep deprivation, body dysmorphia, and others. That's why a different, healthier version of the app is provided in China.
Now, following public criticism, TikTok implemented certain tools to reduce these harms, but it did so only to appease its critics, not to actually save our kids. And how do I know this? Because these tools do not work as advertised and have not meaningfully reduced users' time spent on the platform.
A federal law would ban TikTok in the U.S. if ByteDance doesn't sell it by mid-January. The Cherry Hill Library is holding a Halloween costume swap Tuesday and Wednesday night. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
We have an inflatable dinosaur, a Crayola crown. We have some princess dresses, a Thomas.
Hope Polroyd is public relations and marketing coordinator for the Cherry Hill Public Library. She says the costume swap is a sustainable way for everyone to enjoy Halloween.
We had the community donate costumes ahead of time from mid-September to early October. We have the whole room set up with different sizes, toddlers, regular children, and even adult costumes available.
She says you don't have to bring a costume to get one, you don't have to have a library card, and you don't even have to live in Cherry Hill.
We love Halloween over here.
Times for the swap can be found on the Cherry Hill Public Library's website. As Election Day draws near, get out the vote efforts have been ramping up. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more on a new effort that uses art in its messaging.
People for the American Way Foundation has a long history of working with artists and creatives to help foster civic engagement. This latest effort combines Artists for the American Way and a partnership with the Defend the Black Vote campaign.
We've got some amazing artists who have created work, visual art in particular, that we're putting up in key states all across the country just to help get out the vote.
That's Rio Toswell, Director of Campaigns at People for the American Way. The Defend the Black Vote campaign is designed to mobilize Black voters and combat voter suppression and misinformation. One of the images that will be seen on billboards across the Commonwealth was created by artist Derek Adams that says, "Leisure is liberty."
And that really is meant to kind of get to the idea that we vote and we turn up in our elections to defend our fundamental freedom so that we can enjoy ourselves and enjoy our lives and enjoy our leisure, and really connecting the dots between the importance of voting and enjoying our lives.
The effort is nonpartisan, and Taswell says art is a powerful engine for civic engagement. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.